Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 638. Visible translated text is as follows. Our lead plant delivery for information. Then the slat delivery, that is not worked out simply because that is Mr. Schiff's duty to work that out, and that it is a very tedious and long job, and when I started in to do that, I couldn't find the sheet showing the different deliveries of slats from the mill, so I let that go, intending to put that in on Monday. But on Monday following, I was at the police station. I took out from this job, defendants X4B, sheet the correct amount of gross, packed, 791 as figured there, correct value $396.75 as shown on the sheet, and the average is that one, that I didn't carry out to two decimal places. I didn't carry it to but one. Then from the payroll book, I got the payroll for Forsyth Street and Bell Street, and then as a separate item took out from the payroll book total, separate the machine shop, which that week was $70. The shipments were figured for the week ending April 24th on this sheet, as far as I... Oh, you noticed the entry of the 26th. Those are those invoices. The first piece of work that I explained to you. Sitting up there, I explained from the chair and couldn't come down here. That's the piece of work. That I explained to you how we did it in triplicate. That's the work that I did that morning and completed as I told you, that each of the invoices was wrong and I had to correct them as I went along, simply because I needed it on the financial. And there's where I entered it on the sheet as shipments. I needed that so as to make the total. And that's where I entered it. Shipments, the 24th on this sheet during the afternoon, $1,246.57. And totaling up, the pencil factory shipped that week $5,439. Those amounts you see are entered right in there. And the value of the shipments are gotten handed in by Mr. Irby, and the